This is Tim McNally. Welcome to the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, NOLA Drinks Edition. Here's your host, Brian Diaz.
All right, everybody, welcome to the NOLA Drinks Show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Yes, welcome to the unofficial start of the weekend here in the Crescent City. And here on the NOLA Drinks Show, we are not worried about a widening probe because we have no connections to Russia whatsoever. I don't feel the news tightening around my neck here on the NOLA Drinks Show. Not at all. Have a good show for you here, friends, today. Coming up, we will be chatting with some folks, as you probably know, because I've been talking about it a lot. You're probably saying enough already, but I'm going to keep going. We have South Africa Wine Week going on here in town. And yeah, it's a lot of fun, a lot of great events going on. We were actually out yesterday at Bacchanal Fine Wine and Spirits there in the Bywater on Poland Street. And that's a great place. I keep saying this too, because I really just dig that place. But I had a great tasting there, a lot of fun. And then we went over to Brennan's. And Brennan's did a special little pairing in their wine room, their newly renovated cellar down there, and had some really nice food, small plate stuff, and some wines presented by Brennan's. And kind of the common thread through the whole thing is, as I said, it's South Africa Wine Week. But Jim Clark, who is the U.S. manager for Wines of South Africa, he's Jim's good guy based out of New York. He has been in town for the past few days, sort of leading the charge with all these different events. He's been in 10 different places at one time, which I certainly admire. Don't want to do, but I admire. And Jim has done a great job. So that was the tasting of Bacchanal yesterday and tasting at Brennan's. Jim will be joining us shortly, probably momentarily. And one of the other events that we didn't get a chance to go to last night, but did take place last night, was a special paired dinner at Rosedale Restaurant, which is the sister restaurant to Mondo, of course, the Susan Spicer restaurant. And the general manager of both of those fine establishments, Jenny Lynch, will also be joining us. And what we're going to do, and just so you know, a little programming note for next week is we will talk a little bit more about South African wines. And what we're going to run is Jim and I had a very nice conversation that we taped yesterday at Bacchanal talking about the fascinating and interesting history of South African wines and the wine industry going all the way back to the 17th century. And it's a really fascinating story. And it's, you know, has to do with sailing ships going around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern part of Africa to restock ships. Of course, one of the things that's important is to keep sailors, I think, mildly buzzed to prevent mutinies. And as Jim explained to us yesterday, wine is also has a little bit of vitamin C in it and will help prevent scurvy. And so we talk a lot about this, and we take this history all the way up to basically to today, and that'll run next week. So we'll talk about that. What we're going to do today, and Jim just walked in, but what we're going to do today is we're going to taste through some wines, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the terroir of South Africa. We're going to talk about some of the regions, some of the wines, and kind of get into some of the specifics of the wines that you're going to want to discover out there. And here's the good news is that South African Wine Week is still going on as we speak. And so you can go check out any number of events, and we'll talk about that. A lot of folks are running specials by the glass and these sorts of things all week long, and so there's still ample opportunity for you to go discover South African wines all over New Orleans. So lots of really fun stuff there, and that's going to be really good. So we got that coming up, and then towards the end of the show, we're going to be joined by Alyssa Braden and Maggie Robert from Babes and Beignets, who's been on the show with me before, and Alyssa Braden, who is with, I think it's called Zenden, PR, and they're connected with Boudin Bourbon and Beer, happening, of course, tomorrow evening at Champion Square. And BJ, thank you for pulling that up, buddy, and having that right in front of me, right when I needed the information. But that's a great event, Boudin Bourbon and Beer, put on by the Emeril Lagasse Foundation for a great cause. Tickets, I think, are still available. They do tend to sell out, $99. Go to BoudinBourbonandBeer.com, spell the word, the whole thing out, BoudinBourbonandBeer.com, $99. All the food, all the music, all the drink, some of the finest chefs in the region. It's an all-star lineup that turns up for this. And it's not just, you know, if you're saying, hey, I'm not really big into Boudin, there's vegetarian options, there's vegan options, there's all kinds of really good stuff going on. That's a really fun event. That kicks off at 6:00 at Champion Square tomorrow. And the cause for this, it benefits youth charities, and most of it's experiential stuff, life skills stuff, leadership development, professional development organizations that go on. And a lot of this is what's really neat, friends, is that it's actually tied into the event. So some of the stuff that goes on, the kids that are, say, think Cafe Reconcile in some of these places, some fine organizations here in New Orleans, the kids are involved in helping pull the event off, involved with the preparation of the food and some of these other things. And they have given away millions of dollars over the years to wonderful charities and weekend. It's a really great event. So we're going to be joined by those two. And the whole idea of the conversation there is to kind of give you some tips on the best ways to enjoy Boudin bourbon and beer. It's a cool festival, 5,000 folks. It's actually pretty spread out. So you get your food quick, you get your drink quick, but a little insider's guide, I think, is kind of what we're going for here. So there you go. That's what we got going on. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Here's what we're going to do, friends. We're going to take a quick little break. Beej, you ready? We'll take a little break. How you doing, buddy? Why don't you grab the mic here real quick?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. BJ is working the board as he always is. And how are you doing, man? You're in your Saints gear.
I know. Hey, we're 5-2.
We're 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought after an 0-2 start that we're 5-2? Things are happy. We rise and fall by all of this.
Yeah, yeah. But we have a defense now, and it looks like we have a running game. So I think things are going to go well for us this year.
I think so. Big game coming up here against. We're playing at Carolina, yeah? Tampa, excuse me.
Yeah.
Playing Tampa. We got that. Yeah, I should know that. Yep. We're playing Tampa. So that's, interdivisional game. They're the last place team in the division. Got to win that game.
Yeah, they've been underperforming, so you never know what can happen. They could play like the Buccaneers that we expected this weekend and give us a tough game. So we'll see. We still got to show up, and they've been doing well, though. They've showed a lot of maturity.
Absolutely. There you go. Good words spoken by BJ. So what we're going to do here, friends, is we're going to take a little break here after our football prognostication, because, of course, we're all things here on the Nola Drink Show, sports analysis. Go figure. We're going to break down the running game when we come back with Kamara and Mark Ingram. Is Mark Ingram going to be the feature back, or are we going to go to Kamara?
No, I think we'll stick with Mark Ingram.
I think we should. I mean, I like Mark Ingram. I know people are down on him, but I like him. All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to take a little break. Jim's here, Jim Clark from Wines of South Africa, and we're going to get into some South African wine week. And more importantly, we're going to get into some South African wine, friends. Come on back.
Tell me who drank my beer while I was in the rear. Point out that load on Mucha. I'll dislocate his future. I stroll into this ballroom with my pipes as dry as chalk. I bought myself a beer, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no-good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Please tell me some...
Hey, ladies. Are you looking for wine to bring to your next girls' night out? Grab a bottle of Capitello wines and enjoy the taste of fruit from Oregon's Willamette Valley. Capitello has a wide variety of wines to choose from. Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Noir, dessert wine, and a Brut Sparkling that's a blend of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. He'll even stop by next time he's in town. So grab the girls, have fun, and enjoy Capitello wine. Cheers.
Time for lunch? We've got you covered at Sobu.
Chef Juan Carlos whipped up special two-course lunches that start at $14.
Try our Creole Cuban sandwich and pair it with a bowl of our gumbo.
Of course, Sobu's full menu is also available.
And don't forget Sobu's version of Commander's Palace 25-cent martinis.
Available Monday through Friday, 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Join us at Sobu for our speedy lunch at 310 Charter Street in the Quarter.
Complimentary parking next door at the W Hotel.
Sobu, life is meant to be lived, not endured.
Locally inspired and nationally recognized, Dickie Brennan Steakhouse is located in the French Quarter. Dickie Brennan Steakhouse serves USDA prime beef, Gulf seafood, and innovative Creole dishes. Come experience why Maxim Magazine and Playboy named it among the nation's top steakhouses. Running short on time? The full menu is available in the bar for quicker and more casual dining. Dickie Brennan's 5 After 5 Happy Hour Special is back. Dickie Brennan Steakhouse is located in the French Quarter at 716 Iberville.
We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Nola Drink Show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thank you, friends, for tuning into the show. However you are listening to the show, I greatly appreciate it, as always. If you're interested, of course, if you're listening on the radio here on GSO, thank you. And if you're interested in listening to the podcast or are listening to the podcast, thank you. But the podcast is available always, the show, the day after. So Fridays on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, and on NolaDrinks.com. Friends, and we are the, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to lead with this. We are the official media partner of South African Wine Week taking place here, the inaugural South African Wine Week taking place here in New Orleans this year. And I'm pleased to be joined by my friend Jim Clark, who is the U.S. manager for Wines of South Africa. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Always glad to be here. Thanks.
I'm about to give you the co-host role because you've been
That sounds like fun. All right.
Yeah, sure. Fair enough. You've got the job for South African wine correspondent. I mean, that's a given at this point.
Senior South African wine correspondent.
Okay. I like that a lot. And of course, unpaid position. I apologize. But and then also Jenny Lynch, who is the general manager of both Mondo and Rosedale. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And your first time on the show.
It is. On any radio show.
So, on any radio show. Great. So, and we will give you the title of Mondale and Rosedale senior correspondent.
Thank you.
Also unpaid.
Okay. Better. Volunteer work.
And this is a charity here on this show. So, without a doubt. So, really, really fun stuff going on, you guys, with South Africa Wine Week this week. We've been talking about it quite a bit. Let's do this, Jenny, since you're here. We're here on a Thursday. You guys did a dinner at Rosedale last night. And a pair dinner. How did it go? How was everything with the dinner?
Continuing to do so. We're chef actually started a menu today. Little delayed yesterday, but started a menu today. And so it's a just a price fix for courses that we're doing for $25 for three courses.
Oh, so it's not. I thought it was last night. It was this. So you guys
have
the price fix
the
menu running. Oh, great!
Yeah,
even better.
So
okay.
That way, everybody has a chance to not only taste our food, but especially can taste the wines at their leisure. You know, instead of forcing everybody just come on that one day, and we'll have it lunch and dinner. You know, all the way through, and the wines will be available with the menu or without. So, I love these wines, and I'm hoping that people will really
go
South Africa.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, this is even better. So, I had no idea for some reason. I thought it was okay, great. So, it's kicking off. So, the menu's kicking off tonight. Mm-hmm. And we'll circle back on this because I want to always keep this fresh in people's memory. But let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, first, of course, both Rosedale and Mondo are Susan Spicer restaurants. But people probably know Mondo a little better than they do Rosedale. Let's talk about Rosedale a little bit.
Great. Yeah, we are just turned 1 year old.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're the old 3rd District Police Station is what we renovated. So we're in that little neighborhood right on the cusp edge of Lakeview and Mid-City, Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue, where all of that fantastic construction is happening right now.
Right. It's a challenge.
It will be worth it because then the streetcar will drop much at our doorstep. But little neighborhood spot. It's, small and we've got a beautiful side. And, a little bit more Louisiana style with a new twist versus Mondo being more international.
Right, and over there in Lakeview.
Right, yeah. On Harrison Avenue. So,
and not to go too far into this topic, but it's always of interest for folks listening here in New Orleans. How is the construction project progressing? And we always know that the time frames that are given are never accurate. So it's supposed to be the end of this month, right? November that
Correct.
It's supposed to be
and
done.
And they had a meeting saying that as so.
Still on schedule,
that they were
according?
On schedule.
Okay.
So I'm going to trust that. And
Jenny, I've got a bridge in New York where Jim come from that I'd like to sell you.
Right. And at least open up a lane or have it to such where there is more access.
Oh, good. Okay.
If I were them, I would not have made such promises if they couldn't deliver because that neighborhood is, our neighborhood is, the neighbors are putting up with a lot.
Absolutely.
And the residents there in this really kind of quiet, intimate neighborhood are taking the brunt of it. So I hope that
we'll
honor that date.
Yeah, I hope so too. It's always tough. We know this here, folks listening here in New Orleans. It's an ongoing process. The work needs to be done. We need the infrastructure. This is stuff's going on Bourbon Street. All the stuff that took forever on Rampart Street. We see the result on Rampart Street, which is great with the streetcar line and what it's done for the businesses and revitalizing the neighborhood. And this nice little thing that needs to happen there at City Park Ave is important, but it's trying during the time, isn't it?
It all has its consequences, but I hope it will pay off. And considering the longevity of Rampart and Louisiana Avenue Napoleon, if a few months is all we have to deal with and in the scope of things.
Fair enough.
I'm a half full kind of gal.
I like your half full attitude. That's what's required here in New Orleans, is half full for sure. So great. So the menu is going to roll out, and then are you guys going to carry the menu on through Sunday?
We're okay. Open on Sundays too, lunch and dinner. Yes. All the way through.
Excellent. Now, Jim, you've been the man about town since you got in on Monday, running around from different place to different place.
It's been great, checking out all the different venues and all the different participating restaurants and shops that are taking part. Yeah,
that's great. And you've been as I mentioned before, and you've been on with me a handful of times, but the U.S. manager for Wines of South Africa, which right. is, of course, the trade organization that represents South African wines across the world, but you're the one-man show here in the United States.
That's right, yeah. So I'm not affiliated with a particular importer or set of brands. If it's South African and it's in the U.S., I try to raise awareness of it. So it's
great.
Promoting the category as a whole.
Well, and Jim, we haven't done this in a while. Tell us a little bit briefly about how did you get involved with Wines of South Africa and your background?
Well, so I started working in restaurants because in New York because I had a music degree, and that's what you do when you have a performing arts degree.
Right.
And I was very lucky to work for a restaurant group that, especially at the time, had a really wonderful wine training program. And I had lived in Europe for a few years, so some of the history and some of the geography was familiar with me, so maybe that gave me a leg up, and I got very interested. And I actually, as I was studying to do for the American Sommelier Association, they had a contest, and it was a writing contest for actually wines of Spain. And I won, which was fantastic.
Congratulations.
I had a great trip to Spain, and the guy who organized that was a consultant who worked with Wines of Spain and a few other places, including Wines of South Africa. He and I became friends on the trip, and so he introduced me to South African wines, kind of got me involved with them, and then started using me as a freelance resource. You know, Jim, go arrange this tasting, you know, do this presentation, what have you. And then a little over 4 years ago, I had been a sommelier at a few different restaurants, and it was kind of time to get out of the restaurant side for me. And fortunately, Wines of South Africa was looking to take someone on full time. So I joined them 4 years and 1 month ago.
Great. Oh, it's been 4 years. Okay, yeah. Excellent. I pretty much met you right after you started then that first time. That's about 4 years was the first time you came down here.
In 2014, we did an event here called Barbecue to Bry.
Yeah.
And we teamed up, and I'm afraid I'm going to forget her name, but we teamed up with a local chef, and we had a South African chef who kind of designed a menu together. And we did a great, kind of afternoon event where people would come and try a bunch of South African food and wines alongside them.
And that was also the same year, if I'm not mistaken, that you put on the seminar at Windsor Court, right?
Yes, that's right.
And that's where we met.
That's where we met.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Jenny, we got a couple minutes here before we're going to take a break. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into managing Edmondo and Rosedale?
Oh, sure. Well, I've been with Susan since 2001.
Oh, okay.
I had a little break about 15 months or so, but I got my start at Gautreaux's Restaurant as a host when I was a freshman in college and worked my way up. I did New York City as well for about 3.5 years at a restaurant called Aqua Grill on 6th and Spring.
Yeah.
And when we moved back from New York, and I had known Susan and her business partner Regina for a long time through other friends, and our friends put us together. And so I've pretty much been with her ever since.
And just worked your way way
worked
all
my way,
way through
but it? I started as a manager there. I had been managing in New York. Started as a manager at Bayona, then after Katrina, became general manager there. And then we stayed about 2.5 years, and we moved to Philadelphia for family for a little bit of time. And then when I moved back, Susan said, you know, Lakeview is coming back. Coming back. That's her neighborhood.
Yeah.
She goes,
right.
I found a spot. What do you think? Let's do this together.
So. That's exciting. Where are you from originally then, Jenny?
I moved around a lot, but I had gone to high school, most of high school in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
Therefore, no offense to Mobilians, but New Orleans was very appealing.
That makes sense. I just drove through Mobile the other day, and I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with what you just said.
Well, my brother's got a great restaurant there.
So oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
We're
going to
talk. We're not going to pick on Mobile at all. So fun, friends. What we're going to do here? We're talking about South African Wine Week, which is what we're getting everybody's background. We want everybody's story, why they're sitting here in the studio, why we're talking about South Africa Wine Week and South African wines. And what we're going to do when we come back here after the bottom of the hour break is we are going to get into some wines, friends. That's one one of the joys of the show here. So we're going to taste some stuff. We're going to talk about some terroir. We're going to talk about some of the different regions and kind of get specifically into the wines themselves. And again, if you're interested in the history, which you should be, of South African wines and the industry, it's so connected to the culture and the history. Tune in next week when we air the interview that I did with Jim yesterday, going through a pretty detailed level of the history. It's really fascinating stuff. But today's going to be all about the wine. We're going to keep it that way. So we're going to take a little bottom of the hour break here on the NOLA Drink Show. Friends, we're chatting with Jim Clark and Jenny Lynch. Come on back.
Market offers daily entertainment and delicious food and drink options throughout our six-block district. Whether you crave raw oysters or fresh produce, authentic confections or healthy daiquiris, you can find it here. Sit at one of our cafes and hear live local music. Enjoy a muffaletta, po' boy, salad, or cheese plate in the farmer's market. Check out our pop-up farmer's markets on Wednesdays and Saturdays for even more fresh food options. History is being made fresh daily at the French Market. Visit frenchmarket.org for food, drink, retail, and event listings.
Are you looking for the best buns? Well, we have them at Bayou Burger in the Quarter. Wait till you bite into one of our acclaimed burgers like the Cowboy Burger, Tiebreaker Shrimp Burger, the world-famous Gator Burger, or you can build your own with endless combinations. It's all fresh meat, never ever frozen. Everywhere you look, there's big screen TVs where you'll never miss a minute of the action. Boasting the largest balcony dining in the French Quarter, you can watch all the action pass you by on the street. Find the best burgers in action at Bayou Burger. 501 Bourbon at St. Louis for the best buns on bourbon. It's Bayou Burger, baby.
Are you looking for a great place to enjoy great handcrafted and vintage cocktails? Victory is located at 339 Barone Street in the heart of downtown New Orleans. We have a variety of spirits, a talented team of bartenders, and great gourmet small plates. Our mission? To preserve an era when cocktails were made with artistry and pride. Grab your friends and come enjoy the ultimate cocktail experience. Give us a call to book your next private event or go to our website, victorynola.com. See you soon. Cheers.
Brian Diaz here with NOLA Drinks. Discover South Africa Wine Week from October 30th to November 5th, featuring numerous events at fine restaurants, bars, and bottle shops all around the area. Just like New Orleans, South Africa is a place of great cultural diversity and produces fine wines of tremendous value and character. From crisp, refreshing Chenin Blanc to complex red blends, there's something for every wine lover. To learn how you can experience South Africa Wine Week, visit WOSA, that's Wines of South Africa, WOSA.US/events for more. And until then, cheers, y'all.
Hi, this is Kevin Richards with Sazerac Rye Whiskey. It's football and festival season, and there's no better way to enjoy Sazerac Rye than in a pothole cocktail. Just fill up a glass with ice and your favorite root beer, and add 2 ounces of Sazerac Rye for a truly tasty toddy. Named after the city's most iconic of inconveniences, the pothole is proof that New Orleans never takes itself too seriously. Sazerac Rye Whiskey, the way New Orleans does whiskey.
Hello, this is Ron Bartholomew, and to my great city of New Orleans, I'd like to introduce to you Touch Vodka. This artisan handcrafted ultra-premium vodka is uniquely distilled from Florida's finest wildflower honey and American grain. Touch also produces key lime, Valencia orange, and ruby red grapefruit selections that are infused with natural oils of locally sourced fruit, which results in a unique 80-proof vodka with no sugar added or coloring. Touch is now available at Doranax, Cello's, and the Corporation Grill and Bar, and many other locations across Louisiana. This holiday season, sit back and relax and enjoy Touch Vodka.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko here, local wine guy. Want a great alternative to Over Oak Chardonnay? Try Yamhill Valley Vineyards Pinot Blanc, a wonderfully balanced white wine from the oldest family estate in McMinnville, Oregon, in the Willamette Valley. It's round and ripe like a Chardonnay, but without the heavy oak and sweetness of big commercial corporate Chardonnays. Yamhill Valley Vineyard Pinot Blanc, a great value under $20. Ask for it wherever you buy wine. Cheers.
Goodbye, Joe. I gotta go, me old Mayo. I gotta go, pull a P-roll down the bayou. My advice is sweet
me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Said jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the No Drink Show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thanks for tuning in. Yep, Little Tab Benoit, Jambalaya. Hank Williams Sr. song. There you go. We were playing last week, of course, we played. It was wall-to-wall Fats Domino, as it should have been. And that's also a great version of Jambalaya if you've never heard. But strangely enough, you might think it's a song from New Orleans or from somebody from Southeast Louisiana. But hey, it's a Hank Williams Sr. song. But it has been adopted by wonderful artists like Tab Benoit and, of course, the late, great, the ultimate Fats Domino. And, hey, speaking of the ultimate, we are talking about South African wines and South Africa Wine Week taking place here in New Orleans. And one of the things that we're going to mention a couple times, but what we're doing is we are whetting your appetite for South African wines. Okay, we should be making your mouth water. And we're trying to get you to get taste these wines, go to some of the great establishments that we've been talking about here in New Orleans, including Rosedale and Mondo, where you can go discover some of these wines, eat some great food paired with the wine, so on and so forth, at Rosedale in particular with the pairing. But yes, friends, you can actually go to South Africa and win a trip for two. And actually, it's not going to take a heck of a lot of an effort to be that winner. All you really got to do is you got to use the hashtag. So I think, Jim, are we on Instagram mostly with this one, or is it Instagram?
Are both okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, both of those work great.
Great. And so what the hashtag is drink SA by with an X, NOLA. So drink SAX NOLA and post something. And then what you want to do is you want to follow WOSA US, which is a very easy WOSA_USA on Instagram or Twitter. And then they have a direct message also to kind of let people know that that's what they're doing. Is that the idea? Or do you just need to use the hashtag and
As long as you use the hashtag and follow, then we'll find you. So, yeah.
Okay, great. And so the whole idea then, friends, is that you just take a picture of your favorite moment during South Africa Wine Week. Use that hashtag again, drink SA by NOLA, drink SAX NOLA, and then you might win two free round trip tickets to South Africa. And that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't it? So, there you go. Check that out. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to say you should probably go to Rosedale between now and Sunday and go take a picture of the really good food and the wine. How's that?
I think that's a great idea.
We'll stack the deck that way a little bit here on the show and do that. But
if you're more of an off-premise buyer, we're not going to pull the winner out of the hat until after your next show.
Oh, we're going to wait a week.
Yeah,
okay.
So if people buy a wine at retail and then they want to drink it, you know, after the week is over, I still want them to have a chance at the trip. So before we'd use your show as the deadline. So next Thursday is when we'll make the decision.
Great. And I think we're going to kind of help you guys out announcing who the winner is on the show and on our social media, I think, and then all that stuff. And then what we should do, Jim, is whoever wins should have to do a travelogue for us and come and report back.
That'd be great. Yeah, we could do a Twitter account takeover or something like that, and they can just social media everything that they're going to eat and drink and see over there, because they're going to have a wonderful time.
That'd be great. My lovely wife, Sylvia, is sitting here, and I've been trying to get her to do it and just pretend that she's not married to me so we don't have to recuse ourselves from the conversation. But I don't think that's going to work. We'll talk offline, Jim.
Yeah, she should have introduced us then. I wouldn't have known.
Right, you wouldn't have known. So one of the things, lots of wonderful wines, and we've been talking about that are coming out of South Africa. One of the things that Jenny and Jim and I were talking about during the break is the wonderful sort of cross-section, if you will, of great terroir, great quality wines, a great price point. The craft of winemaking is really demonstrating itself very, very well in South Africa, of the sense of identity, these things that are being made of excellent quality that aren't going to break the bank. And the thing that we're starting with here, which maybe you've seen around town, is the Graham Beck Brut Rosé Bubbly, which it's a fantastic bubbly rosé and a great price on this one, Jim.
Absolutely. And I was really excited to see, as I've been wandering around town, visiting all the participating restaurants and shops and things, that this seems to be the winner, the wine that everyone's really getting behind and putting on their list and putting on their shelves. And this is the Graham Beck Brut Rosé.
And Jenny, tell us what you, because coming from the restaurant perspective, as Jim just said, one of the things that we know here in New Orleans is that rosé and Brut Rosé and bubbles in general, we'll drink that, we'll quaff this stuff all year round around here. And this just fits that mold, right? All the whole 365.
Absolutely. And I think that it can go with savory food. It can go with sweet food. You can drink it by yourself as an aperitif.
Get right up in that microphone, Jenny. There you go. There perfect. You go. Perfect. Don't be shy. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So yeah, it goes with everything bubbles do. And what's great about this in particular is, you know, that blend of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, that body of fruit can go with what we feel spicier food. A lot of the international foods that we serve here in New Orleans in general, or you can have it as, you know, at dessert or as an aperitif. So, you know, it's so versatile.
That's a really good way to put it, Jenny. It's very versatile because it is very enjoyable on its own. Mm-hmm. And it's a great pairing, as you said. Jim, tell us a little bit. So as Jenny mentioned, Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. So it's a classic combination that we might associate with champagne. There's a very specific term used, Cap Classique, right?
And that's right. Method Cap Classique. It's funny, when the South Africans say it, they always say, oh yeah, it's an MCC. And I've had to unlearn that, because if I say MCC here in America, no one knows what I'm talking about. And then I have to explain Cap Classique and then relate it to champagne. So I get further and further away right, from the what people can identify with over here. So Cap Classique, meaning Cape, from the Western Cape, which is where the wineries are located. And then Classique, like when we say Metodo Classico, or classic method in Italian, for, again, using the same methods they use in champagne, but without riding on the coattails of champagne by using that word on your label.
And they get angry about that now.
They get very angry about that.
So we have to kind of come up. And so what we're talking about here is a double ferment, right? And sort of, if you're used to drinking champagne, it's made that way, right? Double fermentation, second fermentation in the bottle.
You make a very, very, basically a very acidic, unpleasant, dry wine that's only about 10% alcohol. You get it into the bottles, and then you add a bit more yeast and sugar, and you seal the bottle, and then it re-ferments in the bottle, creating the bubbles in the bottle that it's then served in.
Exactly.
And it's different from, say, Prosecco, where they do it all in a giant tank and then pump all the wine under pressure into the bottles, and you get
as a single
texture.
Fermentation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So this is true champagne method, if we want to call it that. Nobody in champagne is listening to this show probably right now, so I can't be sued for saying that, but it's made just like champagne. And it's just a wonderful expression of the rosé, of sparkling rosé, I think.
Yeah. I mean, Rembeck is definitely the really leading brand, especially here in the US market, for Cap Classiques, though we're starting to see more come into the market. I'm glad to see it become a category and not just a single producer. Because when it's one producer, right, I feel like people think, well, it's an anomaly. But this is an anomaly. There are a lot of great Cap Classiques back in South Africa.
And are we going to see more coming into the market here?
Yeah, we're seeing more. Actually, if you go over to Effervescence, they have three on the list there. They have one from Baxburg, which is actually a great producer, and it's a kosher example, and it's wonderful.
Right.
Then they have the Grandbeck Brut Rosé, and they have another one from a smaller producer called Colmont, which is also excellent.
Now, when it's kosher, does that imply heat pasteurization, the flash pasteurization that goes on?
I in this case, no, because it's kosher, but it's not kosher for Passover, so it's not...
Got it.
I always mix it up. Meshuval? Meshuval. It's not where they have to pasteurize it.
Got it. Okay.
It's still a beautiful wine, and really, the quality of kosher wines in general has gone up. I'm not just speaking on South African wines, but I feel like a lot of kosher wines have gotten past the problems of pasteurization.
Great. Jenny, on the sparkling here, have you guys had this on the list for a while, or is this someone new?
I brought this on for South African Wine Week, and I had tasted it before, but I want to say it's been, you know, quite a few years. So I was really, you know, happy when it was brought to me, and we pretty much that tasting went on for a while.
right. There you go. Good.
It was a good tasting.
You want to put it through its paces, right?
Sure,
you want to vet it and vet it and vet it.
When you start with one, you want to go back to the first one. Just, you know.
Drink until it's flat. Right. Yeah, still good. We're going to circle back. It's great. So, Jenny, tell us a little bit, in your case, what was your introduction to South African wines? How did you discover them?
Well, with Mondo, the intention was really to represent as many different regions and varietals as possible. You know, having a desire with Mondo to be an international street food, represent as many regions on the menu, we wanted that for the wine list. And also because they're so, a lot of those more obscure regions or less well-known regions are affordable. And we're a neighborhood restaurant. So we have, you know, pizzas and burgers in addition to a lot of other things, but we didn't want to outprice the menu.
Right, makes sense.
And so I've just been lucky where I have a lot of dear friends in the wine list. I'm not formally educated. I'm doing this, I 7 years ago started this all on the fly, just, and asked my reps that I'd, you know, and people in the industry that I've known a long time, and just to help me through it. And you know, I have a lot of friends have just, you know, brought me things and say, this is weird, this is a weird region, this is funky, you're going to taste this like this. And, you know, I kind of gave them parameters. And so I want to say that Adi Badenhorst Secateurs has probably been on the list on and off in, for all 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know,
for sure.
If people love that wine, it's a really easy drinking, right? It's a crowd pleaser where, you know, somebody likes Cabernet and somebody likes Pinot, where it's just a good red wine, a blend that everybody can please a lot of people at the table.
Sure.
And we've had Chenin Blancs. We've had, you know, quite a few. So it's been fun to represent South Africa as often as possible.
And one of the key points, and we touched on this, and you're raising this also now, is these wines fit a mold that if you're sensitive to the price point on the menu, what you're trying to accomplish with your food menu, and then have a smart wine selection that you don't go, oh my goodness, I've got to go drop $200 on a bottle. These wines, you can get an excellent wine for something that's going to sit on a wine list for 50, 60, 70 bucks, right, at most, I'm going
to
guess?
I mean, I would love to drink the finest of wines as often as possible. But the reality is I want people, what we're trying to provide at our restaurants is a whole dining experience and for people to come as often as they can. And I don't think you have to sacrifice price and quality or choose one or the other. Sure. With wines these days. I think there's opportunities to, you know, to do both. But for, you know, our mission, there's a lot of really great fantastic, well-made, balanced, interesting wines out there that break the mold, but not your pocketbook.
Right. And then South Africa is very representative of that.
Absolutely.
Let's do this, you guys. We're going to take another little break here on the show. We're going to come back. We're going to taste a couple more wonderful wines. We are chatting with Jim Clark, who is the U.S. Manager for Wines of South Africa here in New Orleans for South Africa Wine Week, and Jenny Lynch, General Manager of Rosedale and Amondo, the two fine Susan Spicer spots in town. And again, hashtag drink SA ex NOLA, win a trip for two to South Africa. That's good stuff. Friends, we're going to take a little break here on the show. Come on back.
She's a wine head woman, don't you know? I hate to do it, but I just got to let her go. She come home this morning about a half past three. Had a wine bottle and started to fight with me. She's a wine head woman, don't you know? She's a wine head woman, don't you know? Hate to do it, but I just got to let her go.
Did you know that there's a vineyard and winery making quality table wines just 1 hour north of New Orleans? At Pontchartrain Vineyards, we produce award-winning wines from our 15-acre vineyard, as well as premium wine grapes sourced from the West Coast. Try our light, crisp, Louisiana-grown Blanc du Bois, or have a glass of Chardonnay, Zinfandel, or our Cab Syrah blend made right here in Louisiana. There's something for everyone at Pontchartrain Vineyards. For more information, go to PontchartrainVineyards.com.
Oregon wines are taking over New Orleans. The reason? They're delicious. Next time you're shopping for wine, grab a bottle of Sass Wine. Located in the South Salem Hills of Oregon's Willamette Valley, Sass Wine produces small amounts of handcrafted, high-quality wines that include Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Gris, Chardonnay, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, and Rosé of Syrah. A perfect balance of full fruit with fine, supple tannins and firm acidity is what makes truly great wines, and you'll find that in every bottle of Sass Wine you drink.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Named after the Prohibition's infamous rum runner, the Black Duck features over 120 rums as well as an extensive tequila collection. In addition, acclaimed master French chef Rene Baggio heads up the small plates and charcuterie kitchen. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine.
Get in the groove and let the good times roll. We gonna stay here till it's to our soul. The taste all that long. Come on and let the good times roll. We gonna stay here till it's to our soul. The taste all that long. The evening sun is taking low. Clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got plans for you. I'll tell you exactly what we're all gonna do. Get in the groove and let's.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the NOLA Drink Show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Yeah, a little Grateful Dead, friends. There you go. I grew up in Northern California, Grateful Dead. That's why we play that on every show. Let the good times roll. We are chatting. We're letting the good times roll here. We're drinking some South African wine with Jim Clark from Wines of South Africa and Jenny Lynch, general manager of Mondo and Rosedale. And Jim, what did we? Now we have a nice white. I see a nice white. I'm observant. It's a white wine sitting in my glass.
It is. Yep. That's you're at the beginning of the blind tasting process. It's white wine.
Very, very nice. Right on. Educate me, Jim. I apparently need a lot of help.
All right. So I wanted to break out something. I mean, I don't want to like throw this as an expensive wine, but in relative terms for South Africa, this is a more expensive wine. That said, for the kind of scores and reviews it gets, it's right up there with things that if you were buying it from France, you'd be paying a couple hundred dollars for. And I picked this up at Pearl for, I think it was $70 or $80.
Okay.
This wine is an allocation across the country. It's from I used to call him a young winemaker. He's probably not quite so young now, but he's younger than me, I think. So fair enough, he's young.
We'll go young, Jim.
His name is Eben Soddy. And Eben worked for a guy named Charles Back back in the 90s. And Charles Back is behind the Goats to Rome brand, which most people know him for here in the States.
Yep.
But he had a couple other brands, and he had been tasting up in this area called the Swartland, which was kind of overlooked. There's been vineyards there for years, but a lot of them were just kind of selling to the local co-op, or historically they were used for brandy production, things like that. And Charles Back was tasting up there and said, I think there's some interesting things up here. I'm going to create a brand just to source from these vineyards up in the Swartland. He hired Eben as his winemaker, and that created a brand called Spice Root. And that was 97. A few years later, 2000, was Evan's first vintage of his own wines. And these wines, because he was making these on a very boutique level from these very specific vineyards in the Swartland, made everyone sit up and take notice. Mm-hmm. And got some of the highest scores that South African wines have ever received. And it was a real wake-up call for the South African industry and then for the U.S. and other markets, where they really stopped looking at South Africa as just cheap wines, but also for very high-end, age-worthy, elegant wines.
And as we were joking about yesterday, Jim, the taping that we did on the history of South African wines that'll air next week. So this has happened, but you'll hear it next week. We touch on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That's right. Yeah, we talk about that.
Yes.
That story a bit.
So when this is a really lovely wine. The question I have for you: so if you pick this up at Pearl for $70-$80, you get reimbursed for this, right?
It's on the company account. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I mean, it is your job. I'm kidding. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about the wine further.
This particular one, originally, Eben just made a white blend and a red blend, but then a few years ago, he started sourcing individual vineyards and bottling them separately. And this actually, even though he's known for the Swartland, this is from an area north of the Swartland called Olifantsrivier, which actually means Elephant River, and it's just this kind of out-of-the-way vineyard called Skurfberg that's been there for, I think, since the 70s or so. And it was going to the local co-op, and then someone realized there's now three or four winemakers buying grapes from this vineyard and bottling it, usually as a individual vineyard wine, mm-hmm. and they're all just top quality. So it's 100% Chenin Blanc. So it could be said, like, if it's 70s, then it's, you know, 40-something-year-old vines. And it's just, I think, a really beautiful expression of the really minerally rounded side of South African Chenin.
It's got a pretty broader mouthfeel, so mm-hmm. a little bit of wood, secondary fermentation.
No, in this case, there might be some old wood, no new wood on this one.
Okay, and secondary fermentation, yeah, a little mallow.
I think there's some partial mallow.
Okay,
a lot of the textural quality in this, he does use the concrete eggs. You know, they have this, so they're pretty interesting because they're concrete, so they're slightly porous, but not as porous as wood. So you get a little bit of that slow oxidation process during the aging. At the same time, because of the shape of them, they had created convection current, is at least the theory. So as the wine is fermenting and it warms up, it moves up through the center of the egg, reaches the top, cools off, and then falls down the sides. And it creates a gentle stirring of the lees, the dead yeast cells at the bottom.
So it is with the lees contact is going through that process.
Yeah, but instead of being the kind of more aggressive stirring that you would get in a traditional winemaking, it's a very gentle combination of the lees that creates this beautiful, very elegant texture.
So there is no batonnage. It's just the current, if you will, within the egg that's doing that. That's fascinating. Yeah. Jenny, what are your thoughts on this?
Delicious.
Very good.
No, I mean, I love wines like this because they're such great food wines, but you can really contemplate it. You can spend time with it. You know, it's going to change as the day goes on, as the hour goes on. You've got that balance of that mouthfeel that you were talking about and fruit, but that pop of acidity as well. So it's just the complexity of this wine is, you know, is challenging and lovely and, you know.
It's I get and more becomes apparent with every sip, right? As you're saying, Jenny, I think, and some nice white stone fruit. I get a little pear note. I get a meatiness on this. It's also very pleasant.
Yeah, I think this is also 2013. I think the most recent vintage that I've seen. Actually, a couple of days ago, I was lucky enough to have a taste of the 2015 at. Well, a restaurant here in town that's not participating in the South African Wine Week.
So we will not mention their name.
But it was a delicious meal, and they had the 2015 Skirfberg. And that was good. It was, you really see that the extra 2 years has really helped it open up quite a bit.
Okay.
It's less less tension to the wine, but more texture and feeling in the mouthfeel.
The mid palate's really nice because it hangs, you know, a lot of wines can oftentimes, white wines in particular, will sort of die that quick death in the mid palate, you know, where you get front and then you get no middle and then you get acid at the end. And this hangs, that sort of thick, viscous, meaty note that I'm talking about that hangs through the mid palate is really, really pleasant on this wine.
I think texture is where a lot of South African whites really show their best. You find this kind of great feeling in the mid palate, this presence that you don't get from a lot of white wines from other areas right now.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Well, here's what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to take another little break here at the top of the hour on the NOLA Drink Show, and we're going to come back. We're going to chat a little bit more with Jenny and Jim, and we have one more South African wine to taste, which is going to be a lot of fun. So, hey, stay tuned. Hour number two coming up. Come on back.
To shake things up or find the bartender in you? We mean literally. At the New Orleans Drink Lab, you'll do just that. We teach you the history and tradition of classic New Orleans cocktails. Then you get behind the bar and make them. Master classes are fun, interactive, and hands-on. Great for small groups and team building. Come enjoy the ultimate cocktail experience. You mix, muddle, and master the art of cocktail making. Visit us at 343 Barone Street. Or go to our website, drinklabnola.com.
Brian Diaz here with NOLA Drinks. Discover South Africa Wine Week from October 30th to November 5th, featuring numerous events at fine restaurants, bars, and bottle shops all around the area. Just like New Orleans, South Africa is a place of great cultural diversity and produces fine wines of tremendous value and character. From crisp, refreshing Chenin Blanc to complex red blends, there's something for every wine lover. To learn how you can experience South Africa Wine Week, visit WOSA, that's Wines of South Africa, WOSA.US/events for more. And until then, cheers, y'all.
With the season's beautiful weather, it's a perfect time to take a drive across Lake Pontchartrain and visit New Orleans' only local vineyard and winery, Pontchartrain Vineyards. Our tasting room is open Wednesday through Sunday from noon till 4, or by appointment. Come enjoy a flight of our wines in our classically styled French Provençal tasting room, or pack a picnic lunch and enjoy a bottle of wine on our patio overlooking the vineyard. While you're there, ask about our wine club. For more information, go to PontchartrainVineyards.com.
Hi, Jack Jelenko here, local wine guy, suggesting that great handcrafted Pinot Noir from Oregon doesn't need to be expensive. Consider Yamhill Valley Vineyard Estate Pinot Noir from the oldest family estate in the Willamette Valley of Oregon. It's rich, ripe, wonderfully balanced, and it's only about $20 at your favorite New Orleans wine shop. Yamhill Valley Vineyard. Top quality doesn't need to be expensive if you know what to drink. Ask for it wherever you buy wine. Cheers.
Night before last, I got loaded on a bottle of whiskey. On a bottle of whiskey. Night before last, I got loaded on a bottle of whiskey. On a bottle of whiskey.
Tim McNally, welcome to the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show, NOLA Drinks Edition. Here's your host, Brian Diaz.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Hour number two. But hey, we're continuing from hour number one. We're talking about South African wines here on the show. Yes, friends, here in New Orleans and even kind of in the metro area. Got to give our friends over there at Martin Wine Cellar in Mandeville some love. We are in the middle of South Africa Wine Week, which is going on, and you can avail yourselves of South African wines, learn a little bit about this, go have some fun, drink some cool stuff, in some cases have some great food. If you're interested in learning where you can go between now and Sunday when this sort of wraps up, is go check out WOSA, which stands for Wines of South Africa, wosa.us/events, and there's all kinds of cool spots that are doing stuff. And one of the cool spots that's actually doing stuff is a Rosedale restaurant. We are joined, as we were before, by Jenny Lynch, who is the general manager of both Rosedale and Mondo. And Mondo, Jenny, is doing some by the glass stuff too, right?
Correct. We're doing wines by the glass for, we're including this Graham Beck rosé, and we're doing flights too. So if you want to just come in and try at both restaurants, so that's a nice opportunity where you can pick, you know, three glasses of the four, mix and match your own.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And bottles too. So
that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Rosedale, you guys are doing a paired menu that kicks off this evening and goes through Sunday.
Correct. Sunday, okay. Lunch and dinner. And yes, it's three courses, or you can choose a fourth with a dessert. And it's $25 just for the menu, and then plus a $16 for the wine pairing. And I don't know. I think it's going to be really delicious. It's a great compliment to the wines, but also an example of, you know, how these wines really go with any cuisine and the various cuisines that we have here in New Orleans.
It looked like a really fun menu. So, and we'll just roll through this. So a carrot crudite with falafel spices, that's paired with the, Jim, you handle this because you know the wines better than I do.
Yeah. So,
and I'm going to mispronounce something and sound
the
dumb.
The crudite is paired with the Molyneux Clove Street Chenin Blanc. This is from Andrea Molyneux, who's actually originally a New Orleans native. She was born here, then grew up in California, got involved with the wine industry, became a winemaker, and last year, Wine Enthusiast declared her Winemaker of the Year for her work down in South Africa. After that, we've got fried oysters with a lamb hash and tarragon, which we're serving with the, some people would say the quintessential South African grape Pinotage, because it's a cross, that was a genetic cross between Pinot Noir and Cinsault. Mm-hmm. And that was made in South Africa in the 1920s. And I think it's always fun when someone does oysters with a red wine. And I think the lamb hash is really going to make this work.
Mm-hmm. With that meatiness. Really
exactly.
Sure, right.
And Pinotage does really well with lamb and other sort of gamey meats and things like that. It's also beef cheeks with a bolognese sauce, spätzle, horseradish, and beets. And they're serving that with the Neil Ellis Left Bank Red, which was originally a kind of a Bordeaux-style blend, as you'd think, Cabernet-based with the name Left Bank, name after the region in Bordeaux, but has actually developed a kind of a Shiraz fixation. So now it's about 50% Cabernet, but then there's a good dose, I think it's almost 40% of Shiraz in it. Which is great because it softens the tannins, make the wine more accessible when it's young. Really delicious wine. And the dessert option is baked apples de Gruyere, and that's going with the Graham Beck Brut Rosé that we had about a half an hour ago.
Nice pairing. Yeah, perfect. Wonderful. So that's great. That's at Rosedale. And before we close out the segment, we'll come back to you, Jane, tell people where Rosedale is and all that good stuff. Jim, tell us a little bit about the red wine. This is, so we had a Mulderbosch yesterday at Bacchanal that we'll talk about next week, I think. Right? That's how that works. But we're having a red wine this time.
Yeah. So this is also from Mulderbosch. This is the one wine that doesn't have their signature vertical label. Normally their labels have a stripe going down the bottle, and this is their Faithful Hound. It's their one red wine that they make, and it is a Bordeaux blend. So in this vintage, it's actually Cabernet Franc led, so about 32%, and then about a quarter Cabernet Sauvignon, then a good dose of Merlot and Malbec and Petit Verdot. So you have all five.
So all five, Bordeaux, but right? Leading with the Franc, and that's I was kind of trying to figure if it was the Cab Sauv base or Merlot base, but it's neither. So then I feel a little better about that.
It varies on the vintage. So Cab Franc, there's not a lot of Cab Franc in South Africa, but I think what's there is very good, and we're seeing a lot of attention for that grape, both in blends as a lead or a partner in blends, and now more and more we're seeing some single varietal ones coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Like the Rorotz family does a wonderful Cab Franc. Anthony Rupert, a few others.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Okay. And what Jenny, what are your thoughts on this wine?
I'm a big Cabernet Franc fan.
Me too. Yep.
So, because it kind of sits in between there, where you still have a lot of, you know, that fruit, but that's dry and earthy, the herbs, I just think it's really, you know,
yeah. It's demonstrating the thing I really like about it's demonstrating a very nice tannin structure. The tannins are not green at all. They're gripping. I mean, right. So this is a really good red meat. You know, this is a perfect red meat barbecue ribeye on the grill kind of wine to me. Not exclusively, but those tannins right. are going to stand up to that.
No, absolutely. I think one of the things I really like, one of the cliches that sommeliers learn when they're first learning about Safkin wines is that it's a little bit old world, which means a little bit more tannic and structured and maybe earthy, and a little bit more new world, which is usually we think of being more fruit forward sorts of wine. Mm-hmm. And what I like about often the Bordeaux blends like this or the Cabernet type wines from South Africa is the way they exemplify that old world, new world sort of thing is on the nose, you get this fruit that, like, if you're a California cab drinker, you'll be like, oh, this is very familiar. You're like, this, okay, it's very reassuring. You're like, I've had this before with Cabernet, you know?
Right.
But then on the palate, you have more structure. And maybe just if you were drinking this by itself, you might find that a little bit surprising at first, but it makes it very food friendly. Because that tannin helps clean the fat out of your mouth when you're eating, especially something, you know, like red meat.
Exactly. Yeah, it would be a great pairing. I get touches of like dry black currant on this, a little bit of boxwood on this, a little bit of leather on this. Really, yeah, very
exactly.
nice wine.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff. Yeah. And Jim, just out of curiosity, what would someone expect to pay on a retail level for this?
Let's
wine?
Let's see. I picked this up at the Martin Wine Cellar in Mandeville, and I think I paid $18 or $19 for it.
Great.
Yep.
Wonderful. Really, really very, very nice wine. And Jenny, so I know you guys have the Graham Beck sparkling rosé that we talked about earlier. Are either of the other two on your list at this point? Or
no, we're doing two others. We're doing the red blend from Neil Ellis and then the Pinotage from Riebeek. But what I love about these, and I definitely find that with this Mulderbosch, is there's a sense of place still.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I'm tasting South African wines and more I'm learning about wines in general, but I love that I'm starting to pick out South African wines more and more on the blind because it does still have a sense of, you know, it's a little bit of smoky, a little bit rustic, but you're kind of at a loss, like what you're saying about, is it cab, of where it's from. And that's, I think, because it's unique to South Africa, you know?
I think we're seeing a lot of really cool stuff. And Jim, we've talked about this before where, and something that you detail on the show that we'll air in your interview next week.
I feel like I'm in an episode of Doctor Who.
I know. It's so
time travel.
And
really,
you and I were joking about this yesterday and when we recorded, have recorded tasted. I mean, you know, it's like double super subjunctive or something. I have no idea what's going on with the conjugation. I never do really anyway when I'm speaking in the present. But we're talking about this sort of third phase, as you put it, with South African wines, where there is a sense of identity found now. And it is its
definitely.
Own place, people doing what they should do, what they can do, and do it right.
And I love to see that because we just tasted the Eben Saadi, and he's definitely, like, you know, he's a boutique winemaker, and he's small quantities from a very, you know, a very specific vineyard. And obviously, you're going to get a sense of place out of a wine like that, unless they really muck it up with a lot of oak or something like that, which he doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Mulderbosch, this is a brand that's been around since the 90s. They're not new, but they're still part of that change. They've got this wonderful winemaker, Adam. He's just a great guy, and he's in touch. He's just as cool a cat as these guys with the small boutique companies. He's just working for a different company, and he's bringing that same spirit to the wines, even though Mulderbosch is quite an established brand.
And we touched on that, so I do encourage people to tune in next week to hear a little bit more about what the story is with the history and some of the younger generation winemakers coming in and what they're doing. And then, as you said, how some of the more established companies have brought in folks to represent that. And this is where I think you start to see a maturity in change, if you will, in the presentation of a wine region, when that even that homegrown identity, which probably takes the young kids, right, where they're just rooted in the situation and it's their place, it's their sense of place, their sense of time to make it what it really needs to be.
Yeah, it's the way the industry is cooperating together. I mean, and that's so vital for any wine industry, is when they work together. It's the old guys learn from the new guys, the new guys learn from the old guys. It's a two-way street.
Right.
Both have something to offer, and there's respect on both sides and appreciation on both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where that identity comes from, right, I think.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny, do me a favor, because we have a few more minutes here before we're going to take a break, and then I think we're going to talk about Boudin bourbon and beer. We'll see. But tell us a little bit about, tell us where Rosedale, for those who maybe are not familiar, where Rosedale is and where Mondo is as well.
Sure thing. So Mondo's in Lakeview at 900 Harrison Avenue. So it's right on the strip there, just beyond City Park Avenue. But Rosedale is a little more hidden. We're in the neighborhood that is blocked off between Canal Boulevard, City Park Avenue, and Delgado. It's 801 Rosedale Drive, and there is quite a bit of construction. But if you come up Canal Boulevard, where it says it's closed, don't drive, just keep going.
just drive right through.
Just keep going. And if you're a neighborhood person, then you know, because we're right off the dollar store, there's a bulldog, you know, right there on Canal Boulevard. But but if you're coming from anywhere else, then just take the Florida exit from the interstate and come back up Canal Boulevard.
That's kind of the better way these days, right, for the next month or so?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the less stressful way and very easy. So then, and we are the Little White Shack right there on the left side of the street, our old 3rd District Police Station.
Very cool. And what about online too? What are the website and
sure, rosedalerestaurant.com, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's Rosedale Nola.
Great. And Mondo online.
And Mondo Nola, and then MondoNewOrleans.com.
I think if you're ever looking for a restaurant, there you go. If you're ever looking for a restaurant on social media in New Orleans, just name of restaurant, Nola.
Nola. Well, we had somebody make a reservation for Rosedale, and I was like, oh my gosh, we don't take reservations. I'm so sorry. Where did you make it? They're like, on Open Table. It was a Rosedale in Colorado.
Right.
That, actually, I remember that coming up when I was Google searching in New York to look at your menu.
Right.
Yes. We actually have, so for Nola Drinks for the show, Nola Drinks on Facebook, Nola Drinks on Instagram, Nola Drinks on Pinterest, and somebody's been cyber squatting Nola Drinks on Twitter forever. So it's Nola Drinks in the number one, and the person doesn't even use the account. It's a first world problems right there. We're talking about Jim. Tell people also where they can find out about Wines of South Africa, and let's circle back on the events page.
Okay, so yeah, so our website's WOSA, which is Wines of South Africa, WOSA.US, and then /events to find out all about what we're doing here with South Africa Wine Week.
Great. And you're going to pop over to, just for folks listening to the radio live right now, if you're looking for something to do just this evening, I got a great lineup for you. Pop over to Pearl Wine Company, 3700 Orleans Avenue, and you're going to do the free tasting there from 5 to 7.
Yeah, we're tasting a few wines there from 5 to 7. Yeah.
And then what you can do is then you can just roll right, you're right in the neighborhood, actually, so just roll right over to Rosedale and continue the South Africa wine journey.
Yeah, that's my plan.
And you can go meet Jim Clark. So there, I mean, and there you go. And just look for the guy who always has a fashionable hat on, and you will know Jim Clark, because Jim is a man. I'm going to call.
It's a hat made for radio, I guess.
It is a hat made for. It's a wonderful hat made for. You didn't have it on in the picture, man. So
no, I know. I realized that. I missed my branding opportunity.
This is how I can pick Jim out of a crowd: is his fashionable chapeau at all times. But friends, thank you, Jim and Jenny. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Great fun. Friends, South African Wine Week, go check out wosa.us/events here in New Orleans, where you can find stuff. And check out South African wines whenever. It goes great with the food, goes great with the cuisine, as I just said, the culture, the weather, everything here in New Orleans, and it's not going to break your pocketbook. So go check that out. Friends, we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about Boudin Bourbon and Beer going on just tomorrow night here in town, Champion Square Superdome. Come on back.
Oyster rake scraping down Grand Isle Way.
Savory crab meat cheesecake and decadent white chocolate bread pudding are Palace Cafe originals. For nearly 26 years, Palace Cafe has been serving award-winning cuisine in the historic Warline Music Building. Located on Canal Street at the edge of the French Quarter, Palace Cafe is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open for jazz brunch on the weekends. Make sure to try one of their refined classic cocktails or a glass of wine from their nationally recognized wine list. Palace Cafe is located at 605 Canal Street.
Looking for a bottle of wine to impress your friends and family? Miro Cellars from California's Russian River Valley is the perfect wine for any occasion. Miro Cellars searches the region for the finest grapes to make their one-of-a-kind specialty wines. Award-winning winemaker Miro Chelikov considers the particular geology and seasonal climate of each vineyard when selecting the most interesting grapes the region has to offer. Because Miro has complete freedom to make precisely the wines he loves best, the results are spectacular. Let yourself in on one of the best-kept secrets in wine today, Mira Cellars.
Are you looking for a great place to enjoy great handcrafted and vintage cocktails? Victory is located at 339 Barone Street in the heart of downtown New Orleans. We have a variety of spirits, a talented team of bartenders, and great gourmet small plates. Our mission? To preserve an era when cocktails were made with artistry and pride. Grab your friends and come enjoy the ultimate cocktail experience. Give us a call to book your next private event or go to our website, victorynola.com. See you soon. Cheers.
Well, after I'm through this bottle of wine, I'm gonna take you out, girl, and spend some time. After I do just one more round, I'm gonna take you out, darling, on the town.
Here we are here on the NOLA Drink Show. Yeah, we're talking about how microphones and how you need to talk into them. They work better when you talk into them. I've learned this. It's taken me a long time. I've been doing the show for a little bit over a year, and I'm finally figuring out that the microphone is really a key component to doing a radio show. Go figure. I'm pretty quick on the uptake here. And friends, yeah, a lot of fun talking about South African wines with Jim Clark there of Wines of South Africa and Jenny Lynch, who is the general manager of Rosedale Amondo. Great having them on, and great having my next guests on. We are chatting with Alyssa Brayton and Maggie Robert of Babes and Beignets. Welcome. Well, Maggie, in your case, welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here again.
And
thanks for having me here. It's my first time.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in. It's really a lot of fun. We had Maggie, you were on with Alessandra. Oh, geez. When was that? It was before
Top Taco Fest last year. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like in the spring or something, I think,
yes,
right? Does that sound right?
It was. Yeah. And today we're going to be talking about one of our favorite fall festivals.
Yes, we are. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about, which is happening, if you're listening here on the radio here in New Orleans. It is happening tomorrow evening. Boudin Bourbon and Beer, of course, taking place in Champion Square. I think kicking off at 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. Is
that
right?
On the dot.
On the dot. And great. And here you go. We're going to give you guys some glasses. This is what we do. Thank you. And we're going to do is you're going to pour yourself some sparkling. And I'll keep talking. This is a great event. It's put on by the Emeril Lagasse Foundation, as we were talking about at the top of the show. It's a great benefit for charity. But it's great for you, friends, if you go, because, wow, you're going to get all kinds of great drink, all kinds of great food. And you're going, hey, maybe I'm not really into Boudin. There's vegetarian options, vegan options, like I was saying. And it's a big old party.
Oh, yeah. It's tons of fun. And it's not just your traditional Boudin either. There's so many different inventive dishes that you'll be eating, things like one of my favorites, which is the Boudin burrito from Chef Isaac Toops.
Oh, Toops is doing a Boudin burrito.
I had about three of those last year, and I've been thinking about it ever since. So I'm excited to get some more of that tomorrow.
And a lot of people, when they come to these events, you know, they're more of the spontaneous eaters. But as soon as that menu was released, I mean, Maggie and I were looking at it for weeks. And so we've strategized completely, like what we're eating, our top picks. I mean, the menu this year is the best I've seen. And this is my third year going to the event. So, I mean, it's crazy what these chefs are coming up with.
It is an all-star list of chefs too, is it not? I mean, you really can't do better, both in New Orleans and kind of pulling from the region in general, you know, Southeast United States and Gulf Coast. Mm-hmm. They're, like you mentioned, Isaac Toops, of course, Alex Harrell, who's a good buddy of mine over there, and Angeline's going to be there. Nathan Richard, another good buddy of mine from Cavan's going to be there. there. Of course, all the whole Lagasse family is going to be there.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I mean, not the family literally, but the family of restaurants. Yeah.
Well, and Emerald's going to be there too.
And Emerald himself is going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about this event is you've got like an entire roster of 60 plus chefs, and they're all some of the most high profile chefs in the city and along the Gulf Coast as well. But, you know, these guys aren't sending their sous chefs. They're coming up, you know, they're there themselves. You know, they're interacting with the crowd and they're having fun and they're serving up some awesome dishes. So.
It's a super cool event. There's going to be some great music and stuff like that. Here's what we need to do, you guys, because we ran long a little bit from the previous one.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break here in just a second. And then we're going to come back and we got a couple more segments. We got plenty of time to get into this. We got plenty of time to pour ourselves some more South African wine. The gym was kind enough to leave behind. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Boudin bourbon and beer. And what we're going to touch on when we come back is, as you said, Maggie, we're going to strategize this.
Yes.
We're strategizing how to get the most out of the thing. There it is. And we're going to talk about, we have some insider knowledge of how to get the most from Boudin bourbon and beer, which is what you really want to do. And make sure you go to the event. Then you can deploy the strategy. That's a key part of the whole thing. Friends, we're going to take the bottom of the hour break here on the Noel Drink Show. Come on back.
Hi, this is Kevin Richards with New Orleans' own Sazerac Company, makers of Sazerac Rye Whiskey. In case you haven't noticed, rye whiskey is hot, flying off store shelves and dominating the bar scene in New Orleans and around the country. Rye's spicy and assertive character is drawing in those looking for whiskey with a bite, but that equally pairs well with cocktails. Enjoy it in cocktails like the Old Fashioned or Manhattan, or simply savor it on the rocks. Sazerac Rye Whiskey, the way New Orleans does whiskey.
Brian Diaz here with NOLA Drinks. Discover South Africa Wine Week from October 30th to November 5th, featuring numerous events at fine restaurants, bars, and bottle shops all around the area. Just like New Orleans, South Africa is a place of great cultural diversity and produces fine wines of tremendous value and character. From crisp, refreshing Chenin Blanc to complex red blends, there's something for every wine lover. To learn how you can experience South Africa Wine Week, visit WOSA, that's Wines of South Africa, WOSA.US/events for more. And until then, cheers, y'all.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko here, local wine guy. If you're listening to this show, you love good food and good wine. And a great wine with our plentiful fresh Gulf seafood is the Domaine St. Rose Coquille Blanc, a crisp, balanced white blend from the south of France. Whether it's with fresh oysters, crab, redfish, or shrimp, this Domaine St. Rose Coquille Blanc will not disappoint. And it's a great value at around $14. Domaine St. Rose Coquille Blanc. Cheers!
The French Market is a place where history is made fresh daily. From the historic Upper Pontalba building on Jackson Square to the ever-evolving Farmers Market, our six-block district celebrates New Orleans food, music, and culture through events, festivals, walking tours, health and fitness classes, and also children's workshops at the New Orleans Jazz Park. Visit our calendar of events at www.frenchmarket.org. The French Market. Making history fun since 1791.
Are you looking for the best buns? Well, we have them at Bayou Burger in the Quarter. Wait till you bite into one of our acclaimed burgers like the Cowboy Burger, Tiebreaker Shrimp Burger, the world-famous Gator Burger, or you can build your own with endless combinations. It's all fresh meat, never ever frozen. Everywhere you look, there's big screen TVs where you'll never miss a minute of the action. Boasting the largest balcony dining in the French Quarter, you can watch all the action pass you by on the street. Find the best burgers in action at Bayou Burger. 501 Bourbon at St. Louis for the best buns on bourbon. It's Bayou Burger, baby.
Did you know that there's a vineyard and winery making quality table wines just 1 hour north of New Orleans? At Pontchartrain Vineyards, we produce award-winning wines from our 15-acre vineyard, as well as premium wine grapes sourced from the West Coast. Try our light, crisp, Louisiana-grown Blanc du Bois, or have a glass of Chardonnay, Zinfandel, or our Cab Syrah blend made right here in Louisiana. There's something for everyone at Pontchartrain Vineyards. For more information, go to PontchartrainVineyards.com.
Savory crabmeat cheesecake and decadent white chocolate bread pudding are Palace Cafe originals. For nearly 26 years, Palace Cafe has been serving award-winning cuisine in the historic Warline Music Building. Located on Canal Street at the edge of the French Quarter, Palace Cafe is open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and open for jazz brunch on the weekends. Make sure to try one of their refined classic cocktails or a glass of wine from their nationally recognized wine list. Palace Cafe is located at 605 Canal Street.
Mm-hmm.
When a cold chill begins to burn at your very soul, that's the sweet touch of love. Just a drop of a name begins to stain your very toes. That's the sweet touch of love. Oh, yes, it is. Just the thought of not seeing you would blow my mind.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Noel Drink Show. Brian Diaz here with you, WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans and in podcast land, wherever you may be. Thanks for tuning into the show. However you listen to the show, I appreciate it. Oh, yeah, a little Alan Toussaint, sweet touch of love. There you go. And, hey, we are talking about Boudin, bourbon, and beer. But what we're doing, we're kind of giving you a little bit of an insider thing here. So it's not just about Boudin, bourbon, and beer. Yeah, you can go do that, which you should. You go buy the ticket. You go to the event. But we're going to tell you how to enjoy the hell out of the event and strategize a little bit. When you get there, there's a lot of food. There's a lot of drink. There's a lot of music. Going to be a good crowd. And we want to tell you how to make sure that you get your money's worth. So what we're doing here is we are chatting with Alyssa Braden and Maggie Robert, who are with Babes and Beignets. We're going to circle back on what that is. If you don't know that, you should know that too. But let's talk a little bit about, well, let's strategize. You guys have papers in front of you that have strategy on them.
Oh, yes,
so let's talk
do.
Strategy here.
We've been thinking hard about this.
Yeah, so like we touched on earlier, there's over 60 chefs coming this year.
Right, lots of food.
Lots of food. We got over 65 dishes.
Get right up in there, listen to the microphone. There you go.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so we got 60 plus chefs coming. They're all doing their own spin on Boudin dishes, and it's going to be crazy. And we have some amazing picks and just an awesome strategy because we've been doing this for 3 years now, so we're pros.
Got it honed. Got the strategy honed. You got the paperwork.
Yeah, we have the menu right here.
Right. It's important when you get in to scope everything out first. There's no way you can eat 60 different items.
I mean, you can try.
Is that a challenge, Maggie?
It is. I challenge you. Okay. If you can do that, I will bow down to you. Okay. And it is a long event, so you can pace yourself with both the food and the drinks if you want to.
Of course.
And so, yeah, but we like to kind of scope everything out, pick out some of our favorite dishes. So
are we talking like we make a lap?
Yes.
We're talking about make a lap, right?
See what's out there.
Or key is you can download the menu on boudinbourbonandbeer.com.
Oh, even better. Mm-hmm. Be prepared. Yes. Extra prepared.
Okay.
Download it, print it out, bring it with you so already know.
There's a site map, right, Alyssa, that shows you where everybody's going to be?
Yes, and it's uploaded on the website. You can find it, print it out, bring it with you, and you're set.
So then you can strategize in advance.
In advance, I
know that chef, so I'm going to go hit that chef up.
Exactly. And we've already made our plans. I already know what I'm eating, guys, and I'm not embarrassed to say it. I do this before I go to restaurants, too.
Strategy.
One of the things I've already told you guys about is the Boudin burrito, which I will be trying just to eat one of this year so I can save room for other things.
She'll have five.
I'm really excited about the crawfish Boudin corn dog, which is a new offering from Nopsey's Public Service Restaurant.
Oh, brand new restaurant there.
Yes.
Right around the corner from us here in the CBD. Yes. Yep.
And also, if you guys read our blog, you probably know that we have big sweet tooth. So I'm really looking forward to Tariq Hanna's bacon bread pudding with beer cheddar sauce and a bourbon macaroon from Salon by Sucre, y'all.
Oh,
this is
right.
How creative people get.
Yeah.
Like the bourbon is in the macaroon. Yes.
There you go.
And there are, as I said earlier, there are options that are not necessarily Boudin based. So you can, there's plenty of things for everyone. Now, let me ask you this question, you guys, because, you, Maggie, as you said, you figure out what you're going to eat before you go, but you've got to leave like the 10 or 15% of like when you make that lap and you go, oh, wait, I didn't realize that was going on. So I need to circle back to this one.
True. That's very true.
That's got to be part of the plan, right?
Multiple laps.
I'll be leaving room for that.
There you go. So there is that little bit of wiggle room.
Yes. You've got to leave that room.
Perfect. And so let's talk a little bit about the 60 chefs, as we've touched on. Let's talk a little bit about the drink. What's going on?
Ooh, okay.
Because
there is
that part. You're going to be thirsty.
There is.
If you're making those laps to survey, you're going to work up a thirst.
That's part of the strategy, okay? So you get your first dish, and then you get a cocktail.
There you go.
Got to wet your whistle. and you enjoy it, and then you go back for another dish, and then you go hit the bar again, and it's just that nice little pattern, little food, little drink. And I'm telling you, so $99 gets you 10 open bars of all you can drink, Abita beers, Buffalo Trace cocktails, amazing wines, and I mean, I think this year they have some extra offerings. Like
that's what I'm most excited for.
So bourbon milkshakes, I know, is part of the extra little offerings this year.
All right.
They have
frozen mint juleps.
Yep.
Okay. Classic bourbon drink. There we go.
They've got the frozen bark thrown in. Yes. There's an entire level that's dedicated to solely frozen drinks this year. So you've got frozen Sazeracs, frozen Hurricanes, like Maggie said, the frozen mint julep. So that's what we're really looking forward to.
Well, Alyssa, who's so we know that the restaurants themselves are doing the food. Yep. Who's putting on the drink program? How does that work?
You know what? I wish I knew, but I think it's the just the sponsors. They're sending their people down. We've got Buffalo Trace that's doing some of the drinks. Abita obviously donates all of the beer.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to guess is going to happen. And I don't know this, but I'm just going to guess because I know how things sort of work in this town is that if that's the case where the distributors are doing what they're doing, then what they're going to do is that they're with the cocktails and stuff, they're going to go out and they're going to hire some of the really good bartenders around town to come in and actually get behind the stick and do the drinks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that. And I think that's a good way to do it.
And the great thing is that there's also really good wine. So I think a lot of people, you know, might get turned off because they're like, oh, I don't really like bourbon or beer so much. But like, there's some good wines. Like I saw Justin on the list and a bunch of other great
Landmark
ones.
Vineyards.
Right.
It's really good.
And I'm really pumped for all these frozen cocktails. I love a frozen cocktail. And luckily, it is warm enough here in New Orleans to still consume those. So.
Yeah, and you know, Maggie, you raise a good point because really, as far as I'm concerned, it's always warm enough in New Orleans to drink a frozen drink.
Totally.
Really. You know, we get maybe those 3 days in January where it's kind of cold.
Ish.
And I think you can, you know, that's still, why can I not have a frozen Irish coffee or frozen whatever, anything during that time? It just goes with the weather. So it's just cold like it is outside.
True. And you can always have a frozen drink.
You can always have a frozen drink. I think it works really great. Mm-hmm. And so, and what we want to emphasize here with the event too is that it is a charitable cause. So all these people are donating their time. People are donating the product, all this food preparation. It's a really great lineup, but it goes to serve multiple charities in the New Orleans area that benefit youth, especially leadership development, education, experiential learning stuff, which I'm really big about. And I think it's really neat. And one of the cool things about it, aside from the causes, the organizations themselves that it benefits. So like I said earlier in the show, I think Cafe Reconcile, some of these places, a little bit of urban farming, some of that kind of stuff. The kids themselves are involved with the events. So like they're helping with the food preparation and some of this stuff.
You've got kids from NOCA and ProStart and Cafe Reconcile, Liberty's Kitchen. They're all helping out these chefs at each station. So they're getting hands-on experience. And for most of them, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You know, they're helping out some of the country's best chefs. And they're interacting with the crowd, and they're getting to feed a crowd of 5,000 people. So it's really amazing because not only are you getting to have an amazing time, you're there and you're seeing where the proceeds of this event are really going towards.
I think it's really neat. And I think because of the organizations in question that we're talking about, part of the ideas I just said is to enhance leadership skills, life skills, professional skills, a lot of stuff that might connect to the service and hospitality industry, getting involved in the restaurant world or beverage world, these sorts of things. And the neat thing is that it's not, okay, hey, we're just going to throw money at the organization.
Right.
As you're saying, Alyssa, the kids are going to be there. So they actually are gaining that experience as we speak. And I think that's really, it's a great tie-in. And I think it's a really important part to tease out about this event.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like all 100% of the proceeds from this event go directly towards the foundation's beneficiaries and programs that support, you know, culinary, nutrition, and arts and life development programs.
Right.
So it's an amazing time, and you can party for a great cause and feel good while you're doing it.
Hey, and you know, we're talking about
nothing
again,
better than that.
Yeah, $99, which is going to get you, as we're talking about here, all the food and drink that you could possibly want. We're going to talk about this after the break, which we're going to take in about a minute here. That there's great music.
Great music.
It's going to be a great
killer
crowd.
Killer lineup.
Off those calories.
There you go. So that's what we'll talk about that when we come back. And one of the neat things too is that, yeah, you know, it's going to be a good crowd, but it's also, if I'm not mistaken, it's planned out in a way that, you know, it's not like certain festivals that will go unnamed on this show at certain times because it takes a little while to figure these things out. Right. We have to wait in line for 30 minutes to get food. You're going to be able to kind of pop in and get what you want pretty quick, right?
Exactly. That does not happen at this event.
There are no lines. Yeah. It's great. Every person there is like a VIP.
Every person there is like a VIP. Are you getting paid, Maggie, for this?
I don't need to get paid to do this. I'm just so excited about the festival.
It's our favorite.
Yes.
Just 5 boudin burritos is all the compensation that you need.
Exactly.
All right, fair enough.
From Isaac, too.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I got to redo my photo with Emerald this year, so I'm pretty excited about that.
She did get a photo last year with Emerald. Oh, okay. I'm really
very
jealous.
Very good. Very good. And we'll make... You'll get those 5 boudin burritos. Just get tubes to wrap it up in some foil for you so you can take some of them home. That'll be great. Friends, we're going to take a little break here on the NOLA Drink Show. We're going to come back, close out the show. We are chatting with Alyssa Braden and Maggie Robert from Babes and Beignets. We'll touch a little bit further on the event. Boudin, bourbon, and beer taking place tomorrow evening. Champion Square kicking off at 6 o'clock for a great cause. We'll talk a little bit about Babes and Beignets. So if you're interested in a really cool lifestyle blog and presentation across the board, you should check that out. And hey, that's what we're going to do when we come on back. A little Clarence Garlow, Bon Ton Roulet.
Don't you be no fooly. You let the bon ton roulé. I got a Creole belle. She's one fine dish. But she's got ways like the old crawfish. She don't do nothing but race and all night. But when it comes...
Are you tired of drinking the same wines? Switch it up. Try the Kreutz Family Cellars wine. Kreutz Family Cellars is a small, family-owned winery in Sonoma County that makes wines from some of the most prized vineyards throughout Northern California. Each bottle of Kreutz Family Cellars wines has a magnolia on the label. The magnolia is a symbol of the family's southern roots and their way of life. True, honest, and fun. Look for the magnolia and pick up a bottle of Kreutz Family Cellars wines today.
Hi, New Orleans. It's Laura from Sobu, and I'm here with Chef Juan Carlos.
Sobu's got happier hour. It's 3 to 6 from 3 to 6.
It's bar bars, sips, and snacks, all for $3 to $6 from 3 to 6 p.m. every day.
Laura's got something to please everyone at the bar for happier hour, all for 3 to 6 here at Sobu.
And we know you'll want to try a smoky pulled pork taco or any of the other delicious snacks on our happier hour menu.
Sobu's happier hour, every day from 3 to 6, 310 Charter Street in the quarter.
Complimentary parking, next door at the W Hotel.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Named after the Prohibition's infamous rum runner, the Black Duck features over 120 rums as well as an extensive tequila collection. In addition, acclaimed master French chef Rene Baggio heads up the small plates and charcuterie kitchen. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine.
Everybody, welcome back to the NOLA Drink Show. Brian Diaz here with you. Thank you for tuning in. As always, hey, we've been in the studio 2 weeks in a row. It's like a record because normally we actually tape the show at different locations around town. And good to be here. BJ working the board as he always is, doing a fine job. Well appointed in his Saints gear here on a Thursday, and he's nodding. Yes, go Saints. We're 5-2. Here we are. And right now what we're doing is we are chatting with Alyssa and Maggie from Babes and Beignets. We're talking about boudin, bourbon, and beer. And, you know, here's one of the challenging things about boudin, bourbon, and beer to me. It's 3 B's. So getting them in the right order has always been sort of a difficult thing. You lead with the boudin, and then you go with the bourbon, and then you get with the beer. But, you know, I've occasionally, I think, at times past gone, you know, because, like, I'm more of in a bourbon mood, so I'll just go bourbon, boudin, and beer. I mean, you can kind of interchange this, can't you?
And babes.
And babes. See, there you go. There's the fourth B, the lesser known B. Perfect.
No, it is a tongue twister. You know, people get it confused all the time, or sometimes, you know, bourbon, boudin, beer. It is what it is.
Right. It's the 3 B's. And it doesn't really matter in what order you prefer them or experience them. I'm going to go with.
Exactly. It's the South's favorite food groups. It doesn't matter what order they really go.
Right. This is really unimportant stuff. We're really getting it's really just semantics at this point. Really what we're all about.
You can call
here.
It BBB for short.
BBB for short. I like that. Don't be confused with the Better Business Bureau. just go with boudin, bourbon, and beer. And the website, friends, is boudin, bourbon, bourbonandbeer.com. Alyssa, so I know that the tickets do tend to sell out, so it's $99 in advance. So we still have some of those tickets available?
We do. They're still on sale, $99 at Boudin Bourbon and Beer, and they will sell out. This event usually does, and you can still purchase them at the gate for $125. So you're better off getting them in advance unless you want to pay, you know, a few extra bucks at the gate.
Right. So, and you can get them at Ticketmaster if you want to buy them in advance, and then you pay the Ticketmaster convenience fee.
Or
here's the better deal.
Here's an insider tip. Yep. You can avoid that pesky fee by going to the box office on site and just purchasing it for that regular price.
So there you go, $99 if you go to the Superdome.
Yeah.
And you know, you just pull up, you're right there on Poitras, you just kind of check it out and just roll on up, and not a big deal. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of fine eateries and drinkeries. I'm making up that word around there. So you just go buy some tickets and go hang out tonight somewhere here in town and check that out. Let's do this. So, I mean, it's a really great event. I think, you know, friends, you should go. It's for a great cause, all this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the Babes and Beignets, because Maggie, you've been on the show with me before talking about this a few months back.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And it's a really cool. So, I mean, I always hate sometimes using these expressions because people say lifestyle blog, but I mean, I guess that's kind of what it is, right?
So, yeah, that is basically what it is. And what that means is we just write about all the things that we love, and we're a New Orleans based blog. So obviously we talk a lot about food and drinks and festivals on our blog, because let's face it, it's New Orleans. You know, but we also talk about things like dating and travel, and shopping. And our main audience is women, but we have a lot of male fans out there too, because men love eating, drinking, and partying too, don't they? So yeah, check us out at babesandbeignets.com to know all the hottest events and restaurants and everything that's going on around town.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. And you said something that's really cool, because your core audience is obviously females and younger women, because I'm an observant guy. You're both women, and you're also in your 20s, right? So and I'm an older guy, and I'm a guy. I'm kind of observant that way too. I am a male, been one all my life, and but yeah, you guys highlight some really cool stuff. So I mean, it's like good eating, good drinking, cool events going on. I know lots of males are into shopping. I am not one of those. So the shopping part is not necessarily...
You know, that's what every guy says when I give this little spiel. That's their one thing. But, you know, but the shopping is minimal.
Right. And there are... Look, I have a lot of male friends that are out there that are into shopping. So there's we're not... I'm just saying me. So I'm just saying me. And the dating thing is kind of a little bit different. I'm happily married. I've been happily married for a while. So, but the dating thing is, that's a little bit different for me too. But I need to kind of keep up on these things to understand what my stepkids and stuff are talking about.
Exactly.
So, you know, I got to be in the know. I got to be a good stepdad. So I got to be in the know about this stuff. But you guys do a really good job with your presentation, not only on the website, but on social media as well.
Oh, I appreciate it. We try. Thank you.
Absolutely. And tell us, Maggie, then, how did that get started? I know the backstory, but tell the listeners how you all got started doing Babes and Beignets and how long you've been doing it.
So we started the blog about 3 years ago. A couple of girls who are just really passionate about the city of New Orleans and sharing all the awesome things that we get to do here, and kind of the roller coaster ride that it is going through your 20s and becoming an adult really in the city of New Orleans, which is obviously an amazing experience. Unlike any other. Now we have a team of 5 really awesome girls who are all over the place in the city. So a lot of great insight into New Orleans and all the wonderful things about the city and things to do here. So, yeah, it's been fun. And, you know, we get to meet a lot of great people. It's been a wonderful experience, and we've had a lot of support. So
that's very cool. And how did you get involved with this, Alyssa? Because I know you work in PR, right? But how did you get involved with Maggie and Alessandra doing Babes and Beignets?
So about a year ago, I think a year, almost on the date, they were looking for writers. So I applied, and I, you know, got on the team that way, and have just been a contributor ever since.
Oh, so you all didn't know each other before?
No. We met through the blog.
We didn't. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah. So like I said, it's been an awesome way to meet a lot of great people and have a really diverse insight and look into a lot of different women's you know, their experience here in the city.
So, and Maggie, when you did this, when you were looking for people to contribute, then so that's how you went about it. Was just you were looking for good people that could contribute in a meaningful way.
Yes, we said, you know, we need women who are in the know, who know the best places to eat, who are, you know, love the city of New Orleans, are passionate about it, and want to share that with the rest of the world.
Right. Now, Maggie, tell listeners, if they're not, where are you from originally?
I am from Covington, Louisiana.
You are from Covington, Louisiana. Yes. We knew that. And where are you from, Alyssa?
I am from Houston, Texas, originally. Go Astros!
Wow, that was
had to throw that in there.
That was a good World Series. That was a very good World. I watched most of it, and I watched last night, so that was really cool. Good lift for the city of Houston, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, they needed it.
Absolutely, which was really cool. And we're talking about Boudin Bourbon and Beer, of course. So, and you all will be there. Is the whole team going to be there?
It is most just going to be Alyssa and I this year. Yeah, Alessandra, the other co-founder of the blog, is in Mexico City right now.
Not rough shabby. Life. Yeah. All right, we'll cut her some slack.
And so it'll be Alyssa and I, you know, representing Babes and Beignets, eating and drinking as much as we possibly can for all five of the other girls.
Which is a lot.
Challenge taken. Yeah. I appreciate, Maggie, where your responsibilities here lie is that you're going to eat and drink on everyone's behalf.
That's, we have to.
You're truly a team player right there. That's
good
excellent.
Friend.
Yeah, good friend. Wonderful. So that's going to be really a lot of fun. 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at Champion Square. Oh, we got about 1 minute music.
Music. We've got a killer lineup this year. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Yeah. Kristen Diable and the City. Langhorn Slim and the Law. And then we've got an opener called Silverado Pickups, which is a group of winemakers out of Napa Valley.
I think I know one or two of them. So that should be pretty fun. So 6 o'clock, tickets still available, friends. Check out BoudinBourbonAndBeer.com. Roll over to the Superdome box office, get tickets. Great cause. Going to be a great event. Come check out Alyssa and Maggie from Babes and Beignets. I'll be there. Not that anyone cares, but I'll be there too. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So friends, do check that out and come say hi if you see any of us there. We'll be back with a new show next week. Got some good stuff lined up. A little bit more on South African wine. And, probably a special interview by a couple old curmudgeon crotchety bartenders here in New Orleans. We'll leave that until next week. Friends, thanks for tuning in today. And until then, cheers, y'all.